The United States Embassy recently announced the introduction of visa requirements for farm workers on the H-2A program beginning February 19. Today we'll examine this new requirement and what it means for Jamaican farm workers.
Might as well we go plant the next 2 acres with banana yam in a tummy. Cause me not think me a go America this year upon a farm work there now.
Yeah. Make you see so.
Then you know you see if you have visa for go. Well, me not have none. I'm here only people with links get for go.
Nah sir. But that don't make no sense. Look how much time you gonna come back. Plus man like you naturally run off.
Master, donkey say word no level. Plus the members of people, them no run for Tony Dong, you know.
Not quite right. The United States Embassy is seeking to reassure Jamaican farm workers that the new visa requirement will not result in a reduction of successful recruits on the H-2A work program. In fact, Consul General at the U.S. Embassy in Kingston, Mike Schimmel, says the requirement should not deter Jamaican workers as there is a high demand for their services in the United States.
We have just as deep a concern because those same American employers and their elected officials have told us to make sure this works because they do not want to lose 1 hour of labor from the very valued and esteemed Jamaican workforce. So we have a common goal here to keep a successful program successful.
Head of the non-immigrant visa section at the embassy, Jonathan Roy, says the embassy will tweak its appointment schedules so as to facilitate farm workers, and the process will be easy since most of them are already known to embassy officials.
While this is the first time we'll be issuing H-2A visas to many of these workers, it's not at all the first time we've talked to them. Many of the H-2A workers come in and apply for tourist visas to go back and visit friends that they've met or family that they may have in the United States. So it's already a subset of applicants that we're used to seeing just in a different context. Largely, they're very good applicants because the best predictor of good visa use tends to be good prior travel, having used a visa before, not overstaying, not misusing the visa. And so many of these workers have been year after year after year after year, and they always comply with the terms of their entry stamps.
Head of the non-immigrant visa section at the embassy, Jonathan Roy. Labor Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says he's satisfied that the new visa requirement will not result in a reduction in the number of recruits to the U.S. farm work program. He adds that the ministry will boost its own screening mechanisms to ensure the workers sent forward are those who meet the criteria to travel.
What we need now is to ensure that as the process unfolds, we do not take our eyes off the process. And my own expectations is that we too, as a ministry, in the selection process of our workers, that we would be even more detailed. In a sense, if we want the program to work, we too must be able to select the best we can offer.
Minister of Labor and Social Security, Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The ministry will assist workers to complete their visa applications and guide them throughout the process to make it as smooth as possible. More than 95% of the workers are returning to the program, and so it is expected that they will all be successful.
I don't think so, you know. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.